Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m. at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs and heavy breeds. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m.
Well, today's markets had a very eventful day for both live cattle and the grains, but the February live up 82 at 141.12, that would be right on the high, right on the previous high going back to November on the February live cattle. We had some 140 trade as well. Typically this time of year we get some winter storms that are detrimental to weight gain and cattle in general, so the livestock futures typically rally with the winter storm. April's were up $1.52 here at 146.90. That would be a new high, and about an $8 rally off the lows. Feeder cattle were up 317 in March at 166.87. Not quite back to the gap. There's a gap at 169.22 from the first of January. The next month out, April up 267 to 171. August 185.17. That's another new high for the August contract. So the cattle futures are just rocking right along. And again, anytime you get these winter storms like this, the market seems to really like that. Also, that cattle inventory report to finish last week showing reduction in a herd on beef cattle and total cattle and beef replacement heifers. That started off the week bullish, and throw in the winter storm, and here we go. Feb hogs down 80, April up $1.45 at 99.12.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. We're headed to Houston. The 2022 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, happening the 1st through the 3rd of February in Houston, Texas, will be there. And the folks from Performance Beef, part of Zoetis, will be sponsoring our reports. Performance Beef simplifies feed, performance, and health data collection without double data entry or complicated software. Track feed, record health data at the chute, in the pen, or pasture, all with Performance Beef.
Well, grain futures were mixed here. We had corn down 12 in March at 622.5. The maize down 11.5, 622.25. The wheats are also lower, with July Kansas City down 14, even at 774.5. We're going back pretty much to the low set back in December, or January rather, just above 750 on the July Kansas City. The moisture moving into the area, the ice and snow will eventually be beneficial to the crop, and the market's taking it that way. Chicago wheat was down 10 to 14, to Minneapolis down 3 to 7. But beans, on the other hand, were higher. We closed 16 and 3 quarters higher in March at 15.45 and a quarter. Maize up 15 and a quarter at 15.49 and a half. Overnight, we had a 5:33 a.m. this morning, actually, we had a short covering rally where the market spiked over 20 cents in less than 1 minute. And I don't know if that was someone getting blown out of short positions, or that was somebody found out the exports that came out later on, or what. But it spiked higher and then maintained that strength all day. And then at 8 a.m. we had a USDA sales announcement of 380,000 metric tons, which is a really big sale to an unknown destination. We just assumed that it would be China. The stock market today's rally back here. Crude oil is slightly higher as well.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.